You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
So, a needle pulling thread that will bring us back to, unfortunately, reality. Oh wait, so leads to La, and then Mi, and then Da. Then you bring it back. Hey,
correct, but you know, the good thing about it is today's hump day, so we're halfway through the song, and we just decided to jump, you know, skip. But hey, whatever, I got coffee, I'm happy.
Yep. I wonder if Phil got his power back. He was supposed to get it back last night.
I haven't checked yet, but looks like there's no power in certain areas of 12 Mile and DeQuinder at the intersection. Sunoco gas station, my bank, maybe White Castle, maybe the gas station Kitty Corner, which I think is the BP. It's showing indications of like 2 to 4 right there on the corners, but like I don't know if they're lit up or not. I didn't look. But anyhow, yeah, hopefully he has. I don't really know of too many people that really had bad problems, but I know people out in Berkeley were out, and our assistant manager lives in Berkeley. She was fortunate, but she said about 3 blocks away, it's total darkness. So, yeah, hopefully they get this stuff over with, because I know people are starting to grumble, especially with these rate hikes.
K8RUH.
Good morning, Anthony. Donald and I just kicking it off here this morning. By the way, the LTS machine went back online yesterday. I'm on it right now. The antenna's bad, so he had to move it to a lesser antenna. So I'm running it to see if that thing should be able to take me all the way into work, but I'm already hearing a little picket fencing. Anyhow, good morning. Over to you, and then over to Donald.
I would agree, a little picket fencing. Donald, there is power on all four corners of DeQuinder and 12 Mile. I just rolled through there, so if it's still saying there's an outage on the map, it is wrong. Both the gas stations had power. It looked like the tobacco shop had power. So I'll throw it over to you.
Well, it's not the big green blobs. It's just a little purple thing with numbers in it, and I haven't checked it in about almost an hour and a half. I first looked this morning, and I didn't think to check on Phil, but I know some people that live out his way, and I didn't even bother to check for their sake, so my bad, and thank you for the update on the information. Yeah, I was listening to the final testing last night with TJ and I believe Fred, and it sounds good, but yeah, I've not, you know, as far as hearing crackling or anything like that, I didn't hear any last night, but I'm, you know, Sean, unfortunately, he's got a little crackle in there, but we know why. It's the antenna, and that'll eventually be corrected and, you know, fixed, so all good. Over to Sean.
Connected to CMN Network.
I think he needs to turn pre-emphasis on. It's a little muffled. But, yeah, I'm on DeQuinner approaching 15-mile road here. And hearing a little picket fencing, just a little bit. So that thing should be rock solid all the way up to 59 and across. So I'm going to take 16 across, though. Anywho, well, it is what it is. You have to go from a 16 bay folded dipole down to a 4 or an 8. Can't remember what he had. But it was something significant. I think it was a 4 bay. Significantly less than what he had. I know I made that change up in Romeo. I've been very unhappy with the performance.
I'll have to test it with an HT when I get home. That was the one able to, or analog repeater, I should say, that I was able to get into with an HT. So I would imagine I'll still be able to with a different antenna. So that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that that is back up and running.
Yeah, I switched over to the LTS right now. running close to 8 watts on my works off radio. So, can I get an audio check, please, from somebody? W-A-R-C-Y.
Yeah, sounds perfectly fine. Peter, like I said, it's a little muffled. So I think he needs to turn on pre-emphasis. They'll probably fix it immediately. No, you sound fine. Just the repeater is a little dull. And Anthony, yeah, you'll be, you know, receive won't change. Well, it could change a little. You'll be okay. You should be able to still get in. We'll see. I can't imagine they have that much effect. You know, a 4 bay is going to be, you know, 3 dB. And, that would be 6 dB, almost 6 dB. You know, DB420 would be just shy of 12 dB. So, you know, there's a full S unit of change there.
All right, yeah, I don't have it programmed into the radio that I'm on right now, otherwise I'd be testing it also. But you were starting to go in and out, not terribly there, Sean. You were, we could hear everything you said, but there was some just interference, a lot of picket fencing, and it would go back and forth a little bit. And the muffle is, I agree with you, it is a little bit muffled on our side too. So if there is a fix for that, that would be a good recommendation for him.
Yeah, I concur, but I truly appreciate, you know, what he's done with his efforts and his time. I mean, this man is so busy and so slammed, and traveling, I guess, from the Grand Rapids area, I think, or something like that, or maybe towards Muskegon, somewhere there and there he lives. come out here and do this on a day like yesterday, as hot as it was. Thankful for sure and very much appreciative. And another bad allergy season. Woke up this morning, man, my eyes look really, really bad. Oh, gotta go get more Benadryl. Yeah, I'll tell you, this time of year, I just put a Benadryl in the morning pills. I've only got a couple of things I got to take that are, you know, doctor prescribed. My metformin and the atorvastatin. So, type 2 diabetes and cholesterol. Other than that, everything's just supplements, things like that. I take a vitamin D and a fish oil and things like that. So, anyhow. But I throw a Benadryl in there with my morning pills this time of year. And, I don't know how it, if I need it or not, but I've been pretty good. I know this, we're getting to the point where I shouldn't have to anymore, though. It's a pollinating grass that gets me. Anthony?
I'm right there with you. These seasonal allergies are kicking my butt. I'm actually entertaining the idea of going and they have a process where you can take shots in some increment for a rather long time, like a year or 2 years, in some cases multiple times per week, and it'll make your allergies go away. And I am to the point of frustration that I'm entertaining that concept.
I've been through the shots and the prescribed meds and had seasonal allergies in the spring, seasonal allergies in the fall. This 1 year has never been this bad, and the biggest issue for me is watery, itchy eyes, and I can't rub my eyes as badly as I want to because I have these implants in. You know, and you just want to, like, you know, in a sense, scratch or rip your eyes out. You can't even do that just to make it stop. But, I get extra strength Benadryl, sometimes a little bit stronger in a prescribed form. But so far, the OTC Benadryl is working just fine. And I got up this morning, I took 2 before I did anything. And here I am about a little more than 2.5 hours later, and I'm doing okay so far. Walked across the street, came back, and didn't have any issues just being out for that little bit. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I consider myself lucky. I've never really had it bad enough that I would resort to that. You know, a Benadryl, when I'm particularly bad, will usually take care of it. There's been a few, you know, like right after cutting the grass, you know, like in May or June, right after cutting the fresh clippings and pollinating that, I just... You know, then it cripples me. But my boy usually will take care of the grass for me when it gets really bad. As long as I do that, stay in the house, lock the windows, turn the air on, I can usually avoid the worst of it. But only like May and, you know, middle of May to the middle of June usually, and I can avoid it pretty well. So I consider myself pretty lucky in that regard.
Yeah, it certainly can be frustrating, and Donald, I'm right there with you. My eyes, I feel like, have not stopped watering since May, and not necessarily itchy as of recent, just watering, and it's infuriating. I am making my final approach here. I'll listen out. You guys have a great day. This is KEARUH, and we'll catch up with you this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
Copy that, Anthony. Yeah, like I say, it started in May, and I spent almost the entire month of May indoors, place buttoned up. But, all right, sir, you're going to land the plane. You have a good day. Have a good day at work, and we'll catch you later. WARCY. Sean, go ahead.
All right, Anthony. Yeah, right at the end there, you were getting some snap, crackle, and pop on you, but solid. You were holding it solid. Definitely a difference from the main antenna when it's in its glory. But yeah, the main antenna is shot. Something happened to it. So it's going to be another time to replace a DB420 on the roof. All right. Catch you later. It never ends, man. It's always something. He just came up with a Quantar to replace the MTR. Now he's got to find a DB420.
Like my friend Roseanne, Rosanna Dana, always used to say,
you know, it was always something. It's not one thing, it's another.
Well, there you go. I switched over to Warren, coincidentally, just because I noticed I was getting some snap, crackle, pop here. I'm on 16 Mile, approaching Freedom Hill, so probably should switch back over to that one.
You're fine either way. I mean, I think you're still maybe on the LTS, but that last transmission was solid, very little background noise. One thing I don't hear the engine accelerating like I used to hear on the Escape, your company Escape. When you take off, you can hear the jet engines there kicking and firing. But no, this is much, excuse me, much quieter.
I just switched back over to CJ's machine. I didn't know that was the problem. No one ever pointed that out. And this is, like I said, this is a new install, so. And this is my XPR 5550. I should switch over to the other, see if that lines on that one.
Well, in the blue one, in your blue car, you pull away from a light, and then you hear the initial first couple of gears shift, wah, wah, and then it just fades out as you slowly accelerate. It sounded like it wasn't loud, you just hear it in the background, and it was never annoying or anything. It was like, okay, I can almost tell which car you were in because your black one never made that noise, just the blue one. So I don't hear anything at all in your new used one, but the crackle's still there, but like you say, it's the antenna and everything else, so all in due time, everything will be well.
Test. Test, test. Test. Test, test. All righty. Well, I did not know that that was a problem in the other vehicle, so go figure.
Never a problem, just something I heard, and it never interfered with any of the transmissions, but, if you go silent and the key is still pressed and you're pulling away from a light or something, you hear it, but it's, like I say, it's nowhere near back in the old days when you had to put every kind of suppression system on a CB radio. It's just enough that you hear it in the background. And I never complained about it because it never interferes. I mean, a lot of people could get, I don't even use the word nitpicky, but you got this problem, you got that problem. Hey, the system isn't perfect. You're not on digital. You're not on DMR. What little bit I've heard on P25, you're not on that. You're on just a normal RF radio, and background noise is there in some way, shape, or form. And as long as I can understand everything you're saying, I kind of give it some slack, and I never spoke up about it. W8RCY.
All right. Switched over to Mount Clemens. I'm sitting at the light at the railroad tracks by Grosbeck and 16. So when the light changes, I'll be accelerating away from the light. Anyhow, yeah, who knows? Not worried about it, but I'm curious if it's doing it. So if you ever hear it, again, let me know. I just, I'll take a look at it. I don't know what I do, maybe put a choke on there or something like that. Depends on what it is, So that other vehicle was just naturally noisy as well. So was it ignition noise or was it just cabin noise? Who knows? Anywho,
kind of talking a ways away from the mic. Don't know if I need the close talk. But, come on, when's this? Okay, here we go. We're going to accelerate away from the light now. And I am accelerating away from the light. It just went over a railroad track, so please.
Much more quieter, but over your voice, I can barely hear. I was seriously listening for it. So it's a lot more suppressed than what it was in your other vehicle. And like you say, the other vehicle was noisy, and I was probably picking up ambient outside noise, and probably the engine itself was roaring or purring or whatever the case may be and made noise. But this is much more quieter. I actually really listened for it over your voice, and hardly noticeable.
All righty. Well, we'll call it a thing and leave it at that. So, very good. Anywho, I don't know what I feel like this morning. I kind of feel like there's something cold. Gotta get something. But I want caffeine, too, so. Cold and caffeinated.
Well, with my coffee, I had just a single everything bagel warmed with cream cheese on it, so that just hit the spot. Usually I'll order two breakfast sandwiches, and didn't want to eat that much, so I just got the one bagel and cream cheese, and it was, you know, nicely warmed and everything. And yeah, I can't complain. I'm a happy camper right now.
Yeah, there you go. Who'd you get that from? Starbucks? But nobody carries my favorite bagels anymore. My absolute pinnacle, top-of-the-line, best bagel ever is the Tim Hortons 12-grain. And there are not a lot of Tim Hortons anymore that carry those. Luckily, the one by us right there does. So I guess it's a franchise-based decision, but they don't carry the 12 grains on any of the ones that are convenient to my travel to work, unless I drop down to that one there at 12 in the corner. But I usually like to stop at one of the two that are, like, just before work, so that whatever I have when I get there. But they don't do the 12 grains, and they also don't have salt. That's my other go-to, salt bagels. They don't have those, so it's like,
Well, over 50 years ago, I can't even go more than that because I even remember in what was for us junior high, not middle school, we used to have bagel days, and, you know, bagel company would bring in these grocery bags full of bagels, and I don't remember how much we paid for them, but yeah, I did like the salted ones for sure. And I don't really, I mean, we're talking, like I said, prior to 74. How many times I've eaten a salted bagel since then? I couldn't tell you. Even if you paid me $100, I couldn't tell you exactly the closest year I had one of those. But I just got hooked on the everything, and occasional onion bagel, you know, kind of like it's almost like an onion roll that you would have a corned beef sandwich on, bagel, and those were good. But they don't even make those anymore, and I can't find them anymore. And it used to be this really nice little, well, it actually wasn't, it was there. The Java Hut in downtown Birmingham, next door to the old Birmingham Theater there before it went away. They would get them in or have them come in, and I'd get them when I could. But all the ones I can't remember, but I do remember them from my high school days.
All right, let me pull up here and get my order in. I'll be right back. W8FU.
W8RCY standing by, and the gentleman that just keyed in, you're not quite making it to the repeater. You're very scratchy, very static. A lot of noise. Couldn't even pick out who the person was.
This is Kilo Echo 8, 15 November Victor. Am I making it through now?
Kilo Echo 8, November, Victor, didn't catch the third suffix call, but yes, you are making it through. Good morning, this is W8RCY. Sean's around W8FU, but he's getting his coffee from the barista.
All right, fine business. Yeah, I heard you guys, gentlemen, talking there about the bagels. I wanted to comment that New York Bagel in Ferndale, just north of 9 Mile, still makes onion bagels if you're looking for them there. This is, and the call sign was Kilo Echo 8, 15 November, Victor, and here is Brad.
Good morning, Brad. It's Sean. I'm back, and got an everything bagel. I get mine toasted with butter. And, yeah, good onion bagel's good, too. That's another one of my ones I like, but they don't got those either. Seems like plain or everything. It's, a lot of the non-bagel places are, you know, are really, like, getting down to just a couple. But, boy, a good salt bagel. I like that. Donald?
Acknowledge you, W8NSC, if that's what it was. Correct me if I'm wrong. Good morning. I'll add it to you in a second. Yeah, Brad, thank you for that tip on the bagel place there on Woodward North of 9, I believe is where you said it was. I'll have to check it out because that's probably about one of the closest places. We used to have an Einstein's here in the area. It closed, and now it's still a bagel place, but it's independently owned. So, but as far as commercial bagels, you know, the old-fashioned bagel houses like Einstein, Brugger's, and others, they're nowhere in my neck of the woods that I'm aware of. To the other gentleman, good morning. Welcome. Over to you, sir, and then hand it over to Brad.
Good morning. Yeah, we have a local place in our town. The actual grocery store makes them, but they got everything you can imagine, too. But I figured I'd jump in here. I'm on the Detroit Repeater. That's LPS. Sounds like it's back up and running, which is good. Brad, over to you.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, good bagel. Definitely worth trying to find. I've never been dissatisfied with New York Bagels bagels. I also really enjoy their lobster sandwiches they have in the morning. So I'll make this just need to get back up into the office. I just started here a few minutes ago. Ran downstairs real quick to make a comment on the bagels for you guys there. You gentlemen, enjoy your day, and I will be clear here on your guys' finals. This is KWMD.
Brad, just so you know, if you go to 442.175, the Detroit repeater, it's right downtown. You should be able to sit in your office and talk on the repeater. 442.175, KC8LPS. All right, hopefully you got that. But, Nick, you sound, did you adjust your radio? I can hear you pretty good here this morning. But, anyhow, you're sounding good down there on the Detroit repeater. We were testing it today. It doesn't have quite the antenna it did. He had to put it on a DD-408, so it's not on the DD-420 anymore, so that's going to have an effect. I don't know if you know how far you used to be able to carry it on your way home, but that's probably going to change. Donald.
Yep. It definitely sounded good. I mean, a little scratchy there, but Nick. But other than that, though, yeah, there's just going to be some distance loss until that antenna gets replaced. Don't know the whole story behind it, but something happened to it. And in due time, we're just thankful that it is up, running, and functional for sure. Over to you, sir, and then back to Sean. And, Brad, if you're still listening or you're here, have a great day. W8RCY. Over to you, Nick.
Yeah, John, I didn't get a chance to put it on the computer, but as I was on the way home, we had gotten a fire call, so, and then I had to go right into the meeting afterwards. No, I didn't get to do it yet, hopefully today when I get home. But, yeah, and I should be coming in really good up down here in 94 in the lodge, so close to the machine anyway, so should be good for me. Yeah, I'm hoping that little adjustment does make a little difference, so we'll see. Over to you.
Okay, yeah, you are still, I guess, a little light, but you're really rock solid into TJ's machine, so, you know, that tends to make up for low audio. But, all right, real good. I'm at work, just pulled up, going to get inside and start my day. I'll have the radio on and maybe pop back in here in a few. W8FU, Donald.
Okay, sir, you have a great day. Land the plane safely. Get inside. Get yourself situated. Put your feet up for another couple minutes before you have to take them down and start running around throughout your day. All the best to you. And I'm going to talk to you how you enjoy your new bike. That was one of the things I was going to ask you this morning, but got on a different tangent. So sometimes radio is more important than bikes, but bikes can be just as important. All the best. Have a great day. Nick, over to you.
Have a good day, Sean. We'll talk to you later. About ready to land myself, so call it good here. Donald, you have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk to you this afternoon. WNFC.
You too as well, sir. Have a great day. Yeah, the radio is always on. So is my music. So is my scanner listening to Madison Heights Fire Rescue EMT frequency. It's the only thing I can pick up legitimately because, as we all know, all of Oakland County law enforcement is encrypted. But so I have multiple things going at once. People laugh at me. How can you listen to like three or four things at once? I said, I've been doing it since high school, even younger than that. And I just got a trained ear of what to listen for. All right, everybody, have a great day. WARCY, we're going to finish up our Starbucks. And there's nothing on my schedule today. So I just got to avoid the pollen if I open up the windows and not scratch my eyes because I have implants in. WARCY, all the best. We're out.
All right, I think I'm on the proper Detroit repeater here. Am I making it through okay here inside the building? KE8WND.
Brad, you sound perfectly fine, practically full quieting. Yeah, you're solid into the repeater. You're talking about the LTS, definitely. So I don't have my dashboard up yet.
All right, yes, I am on the LTS there. Thank you for that info. I will certainly start monitoring this one instead of the FBI while I am downtown.
Not a problem. That's what we're here for. Yeah, we don't mind you questioning or asking. Like I say, we do try everything. We do try to do everything we can to help each other out. And that LTS in itself is its own little entity of a monster repeater, and you're somewhere downtown, it's going to be rock solid as long as you're not directly underneath it, which I've been a couple times over the years that I've been familiar with it. So, all right, enjoy your day, sir. All the best to you. W8RCY.
All right, well, thank you, Seven Threes, and you have a wonderful day at KE8WND. KCHJ.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
I'll be right.
You're connected to CMN Network.
What's going on, fellas?
Currently connected to CMN Network.
What? All right, be that way.
They're over on P-25, going over there. W-8-U.
I know, that's where I am, was listening to them, and you came over here, so I wanted to make you not feel alone, and I wanted to see if you were on Detroit. No, I'm everywhere, damn it. If you don't like it, you can... Well, now we're just doing full duplex, which is fine by me. Did you, try TJ's yet? Yeah, Fred and I are having full duplex conversations. Did you try TJ's yet?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm here, he's there.
You're there and I'm here and we're everywhere.
He said he was here.
No, I was there.
I'm here, he's there.
Oh, for fart's sake. Here, watch this. See if this will work.
There.
Oh, damn it, he keyed. There. Now I'm everywhere. And if I key this one, I'm here everywhere and everywhere, even more RF. And if I key this one, more RF. Oh, look at all the RF.
Connected to CMN Network.
WAVTA MV. Whiskey November Victor. Blood, good afternoon. Why are you retired? I'm on 513 miles. Back to you.
I am downtown Detroit inside Tower 500 of the Renaissance Center.
That explains everything. Alright, I'm on my app right now.
Yeah, I was told this Detroit repeater was up and running and worked good, and it seems it does.
Oh yeah, it does, certainly does. And do you have time to a little bit test, to do a little testing, like other repeaters? Something like, what is that, something like that? You know, just that? Would you be able to get in? I'm really close, close to that spot.
Whoever's on 2.6, you need to fix your audio, you sound like crap.
Yeah, it almost sounded like you were too close to the mic or something, a bit of reverb and shake there.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I don't understand who does sound like crap. Me or Brad? And can you give us the email address?
You're so modular, you're
So, yeah, 6 radio, please.
Okay, we're good right now.
No.
Okay, WDPA over and out.
WDAKRL KFH DRC.
Good afternoon, Jack.
KFH DRC, clear.
WDHDPA, clear.
WHDPA, you are still sounding terribly over-modulated there. KE8WNV.
Is it better now?
No, go fix your radio and stop using it.
KF8,
DRC,
clear.
Radio test.
Yep.
No.
It's probably feedback. Probably the radio.
Nope, still sounds like crap.
Gotcha, I got you. Thank you.
KFH DRC, clear.
WHDPA model.
WHDPA, WNV.
And is it better now, my sound, my over-modulation.
I'm hearing it much better than it was, absolutely. It is 100% better there.
Okay, thank you very much for giving me the report. WHDPA, clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Something happened with my power circuit. This second time it's happened, it's like shut down and restarted. I wonder if my regulator's going bad.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Sound good, Phil. I got you here, and I'm at Finn and Hoover, KCKGO.
Okay, this is on 50 watts. Let me drop to low power. Okay, this is 25 watts, M59, near DeQuinter.
5-9, KCKGO.
Yeah, something good. It is muffled, though. I think he's going to have to turn on pre-emphasis. So hopefully he can get to that remotely or before he leaves. But I think
needs to turn on the preemphasis. He's got a Quantar up there now.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just,
okay, so what's the matter with that? By whatever expected to be compromised. But when you get out towards your place, yeah, kind of, if you remember how it was, see how it is. So we'll see what we gave up. You know, DD-408 is probably something under 6. That's DD. And, you know, a DD-420 is going to be somewhat under 20, or 12 DBD. So, giving up about 6 DBD there.
Well, like I said, this is pretty far away. I don't know if it'll be much different near my house, but we'll try it.
Oh, it used to work pretty well in that area, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, I was using, when I wasn't using, when my repeater wasn't connected up, I was using that as from my area because I couldn't get in directly on 2.6.
All right, yeah, the audio's kind of, boy, it's not great. I'm sure it's pre-emphasis.
Yeah, you sound the same way.
TJ, where are you? We want to complain about your repeater.
You don't badmouth of other operator's repeater. Who said that?
They may be able to just fix this in All-Star, which I'm sure you can get to that. But hopefully he doesn't have to get to the Quantar RSS because he'd have to have a Windows box set up with a serial cable in order to do that. I don't think he did that. Maybe, but I don't think so.
Yeah, well, I'm on the repeater directly. So are you on 2.6 or the repeater?
Nope, I'm on Detroit. 175. So we're both on the repeater.
Okay, well, at least receiving wise, it's solid. I'm at I-75 and M-59.
Okay, how's my audio now? I just switched over to Warren. Stay on Detroit. Did my audio change at all? And then let me hear yours. Let me see if it's a local repeat thing or if it's over the network as well.
Try again. So give me a 5 count on one, switch to the other.
Okay, so you're a little brighter through the network, but I'm still hearing it, so that could be a de-emphasis thing instead of a pre-emphasis thing. Could be on the receiver end since it's manifesting through the network as well. Anyhow, okay, this is on Warren, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And this is directly on the LTS, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, the audio sounds pretty much identical. The signal was a little indirect.
All right, he might have to turn de-emphasis off on the receiver in the Quantar. So, if it's, I don't know. I would just try turning on pre-emphasis, see if that's the easy fix, but it might be. Since it seems to be manifesting both over the network and through the repeater, I'm thinking maybe it's going to be on the receiver end. So that would be, it would mean he has the emphasis on, he's probably got to turn it off. So, well, anyhow, see if we can catch him before he leaves town.
I guess I'm drone leaving the Amazon site. Well, if what you think is true, then when coming to the Aptar, it sounds different, because that doesn't go into the receiver, or if it's something more on the transmitter side.
See, I'm hearing a little bit of it on the through the network. So, since it's not on any of the other repeaters, and it's not on the repeater directly that I'm on, it has to be coming from that repeater. And the only thing that I get, okay, so your audio goes into his receiver, and it either gets de-emphasized or not. All you do on the receiver side is de-emphasis, on or off. So if it's de-emphasized, if he's got that on, he's killing highs to compensate for the pre-emphasis on the transmitter. And then that goes to the All-Star controller, and then to the network, and then through to the transmitter. So if we're hearing it on both the transmitter locally and over the network, it wouldn't be pre-emphasis on the transmitter side because we wouldn't hear that over the network. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that going out because it's using the Detroit receiver. But if you're transmitting on Warren and it's coming through the network to the All-Star, that's bypassing the receiver of the site. Shouldn't it sound different?
Oh, yeah, I was only talking coming this way. So I was making the assumption. Now, if that's the case, everything here is sounding fine and yours still got me muffled, then that would be a case for pre-emphasis on his end. Anyhow, he's probably got pre-emphasis off on the transmitter and on the receiver. I don't know. But he's just got to get up there and monkey with them. And then there's pre-emphasis and de-emphasis on the Quantar, and then there's pre-emphasis and de-emphasis on the All-Star node. So, you know, he's got like a little Boolean chart. Gonna have to figure out all his possibilities and try them. I turn everything off. No pre-emphasis, no de-emphasis. See where you are from there. So I'll talk to him. I'm gonna see him tomorrow if I don't talk to him tonight.
Turn it all off.
Okay. I'm on my repeater now.
You guys sound fine over here if you guys are going in through LTS.
It's okay, but it's got a little, it's worse if you're actually on LTS. It sounds really bad going out. So he's more than likely got a transmitter issue over there. Yet it isn't horrible coming over the network. So, you know, it's not as bright as I would expect, but it's not bad.
Yeah, I'm on my repeater now. How's that sound?
That's fine. It's, you know, you're on your repeater. We know that.
Yeah, hey, listening to you on one or the other is like a world of difference. So, yeah, I agree. He's got I think it's the pre-emphasis on the transmitter. And the receiver.
Mr. Echo, can you try to call your idea?
All right, so now I'm on the LTS right now. So, so you're sounding, from your repeater through the LTS, you're sounding muffled. Now, what do you hear for me? Hold up the other breaking station. We're in the process of trying to figure something out. How is my audio sound coming in through the LTS through the network to you, Phil?
It sounds really good, actually.
All right, then it's almost certainly on his transmitter. So... well, I'll talk to him. The breaking station, go ahead.
Are you guys testing something else? Mr. Echo, Queen Charlie, Charlie, India. How are you hearing me?
My God, Echo.
You're all distorted. You got way too much gain.
Yeah, you got to turn that down. Your radio is way over-deviating.
What about now?
Well, it's all echoey.
because the mic gain is too high, but at least it's not over deviating.
Yeah, I got to change that. Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India.
Yes, you do. Yeah, Dave, you're sounding a little light today.
Yeah, I'm on an FT-70. I got to change the gain setting.
Yeah, all right, because you're really light. Really light. So, Phil?
Yeah, okay. Not too far from home. As you can probably tell, my signal's should be getting stronger. So, all right, we'll catch you guys later. Yeah, so I think we figured that one out.
All right, I don't know if I'm going to talk to him today yet or tomorrow. I know I'm going to see him for sure tomorrow. And hopefully, like I said, he'll have a little time to just tweak those, because it's going to be, you know, unfortunately, there's two places you can set the pre-emphasis, two places you can set the de-emphasis. I would set the, it'd be nice if you just go up there, take us probably about 10 minutes to get it right. I'm sure it'll sound, you know, Quantar sound glorious, so it's something not right. And I'm sure it's an emphasis setting.
Yeah, and the signal sounds good out here too, just the RF signal. It's, if you hadn't told me there's a different antenna on, I'm not sure I would notice out in my area.
All right, well, that's good news. We'll see what Tom has to say in his travels. I know he routinely gets down there in the city and out west on 94 and stuff, so we'll see what he has to say about the whole dealy bop. Once again, I took a different route home today, and guess what? Construction never fails. Dave?
I've turned my mic gain up. Is this better?
Muy bueno.
I think you can go up a little more.
Really?
Yeah, compared to you, you sound a little light.
How about now? It's on mic gain 7.
Yeah, it sounds compressed, though. Yeah, the level came up, but it sounds compressed.
See, I'm not hearing that. He sounds quite high fidelity and plenty of audio. That's odd.
Are you listening to a Motorola receiver and speaker?
In fact, I am.
Try it again, Dave.
Alrighty, I'm trying it again. Roger. I'm on All-Star. I don't know if that makes a difference. I'm coming over the network.
I don't know. It just doesn't sound full. It's there. I can hear them. It just doesn't sound like it's got the full bandwidth it should.
Connected to CMN Network.
All right. Well, I just switched over to my 8500. See if there's any different there, but I wouldn't tell him to do a damn thing. I think to me he sounds great, but teach your own.
Very well. Anyways, I got these aftermarket batteries for my Yaesu radios, and from some guy in Colorado, and they actually are like you can change the batteries out of them. They got 18650 cells in them.
What's the company?
It's some ham. He's W0 something. I forgot what his full call is. W0, I want to say APZ. I got to go look it up. But it's like some guy's, you know, own little shop.
Does he do other than Yeezys?
So far he does Yaesu, So the FT-70, the FT like 5, and then the ICOMs, the ID-52s, and the Kenwoods, you know, the TH whatever 75, the new one. So the ICOM one might be interesting. You might be interested in that if you've got a 705, because I think it's a greater capacity than the one you can get from ICOM.
No, I just, for my Kenwood HT, I wouldn't mind a better battery than what it came with. You can just send me his info, and I'll check it out. You can do it on, what do you call it? yeah, well, drawing a blank here.
Yeah, Discord. Yeah, no, it's specifically, that's how this guy got started, was for that Kenwood. So, yeah, he's got like a 5-amp-hour battery pack for it, so you'd enjoy that. So I'll give you the details. But all right, I'm going to step out. I'm going to give it over to Sean. I'm going to step out here. I'm eating some food. KF8S, I'll be listening.
Food. All right. Anyhow. I'm not far from home either. Got about half a mile to go through the subdivision here, and I'll be destituted.
Yeah, I'm just pulling down my street here. All right, catch you guys later. Keep here.
All righty, catch you guys later. W8FU.
Well, John, you're sounding good. It sounds like you're sitting by me, KFABSC.
Maybe I am. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing good. I just walked outside to see what's happening. The sun is down a little bit here, but it's a little bit cool anyhow. So, how you doing?
Not too bad. I'm just making the final approach here home. Going to go inside, see what's going on and all that. I think I'll go for a bike ride when it, a little later when it cools down a little bit more. The new Kenwood radio says 89 degrees. I think it's getting that from, I don't know where it's getting that from. The radio in the car, I don't think it has a thermometer. So, huh, I don't know, maybe, oh, it's, you know what, it's Android, Apple, it's Apple car, whatever, it's getting it from my phone. Anywho, so I'm going to let it, so 89 degrees, I think I'll let it cool down a little bit this evening and then go for a bike ride.
I would do that, wait a little bit more and head the road with the bike. I think it's better that way. Now it's a little bit warm. But it might sweat, so I don't know. Anyhow, good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again. Oh, we'll see you again. KFABIC.
All right, Jack. Always nice to hear you. And good timing because I am pulling up. Catch you later, W8FU.
KJL.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KJL, W8RT. Hello, Term. How am I sounding? I'm just leaving and heading back home, so how are you today?
Not bad. Where are you at? Where are you operating?
Operating the radio. No, just kidding. I've got my 2720 and I'm leaving Flat Rock, so heading back up 75 here in a minute. Just gonna make a quick stop on grab a bike to eat on along the way home.
Oh, okay. So you're at Flat Rock again, so you must be on the LCS machine then.
Yep, somehow I blew a fuse for my TNC here in the vehicle, so for the cigarette lighter plug, so I'm going to stop it. Maybe stop at another gas station here and see if I can get another glass fuse. I have been doing paper until yesterday. Look at my heck, he's not doing anything anymore. And, well, I shouldn't probably say too much of this, but we did kind of get our butt chewed out a little bit all collectively this morning by somebody here, so we're a little bit on shaky ground here. We're working on improving that.
Okay, so would you blow the fuse in again? I'm sorry.
My Tiny Track 4 TNC.
That's your mobile, I think.
Well, yeah, it's basically a TNC, so that way I can interface that with my radio for APRS.
Okay, gotcha. Well, any auto store should have the fuses.
Well, I needed to put some gas here in the workbench before I head home, and I figured I'd stop and ask them if they knew it was a PP, because adding glass fuses, and I was uncertain what fuses were even. So I'm like, okay, I got it. You don't have any. Thanks. I'll see you later. Well, Tom, I kind of missed you last week, I think. I think I caught you and Tim on MI5. I think I had some problems afterwards getting back in, but I was going to ask you, what did you end up doing for field day? Okay, Tom, that was all noise. I didn't get any of that. And if you would comment on how my signal is, hopefully I'm improving, but I probably had some bacon frying.
Well, I was on the LPS. I just got put back online. I was testing its capabilities. Now I'm on the UNP. How about now? Casey at KGO.
A drastic, vast improvement there.
You might want to check. Are you on an HD or are you on a mobile? Because you got some popcorn going there, and I don't know if you got a bad ground plane or a bad connection.
What do you mean, popcorn?
Got a little bit of static in there and crackling.
Well, I am kind of so at the end of my string heading back in, so hopefully my system should be improving. Double check, but I think I'm running high power here, so I forgot what that is on UHF here. Is that 35 watts, I think, here on UHF?
All depends on your radio. My Elenco does 50 on UHF. And this one's doing 45, so.
Yeah, I forget what the specs say for this radio here, but I think it's like about 10 or 15 watts lower than the 2-meter side. And I think the 2-meter side should be 50 watts, so I'm just going about 35 or so here. So hopefully I should be improving. Is it that rough of copies, or is it just some noise along with me? Is it bad that you can't understand me?
No, you'd fade in and fade out. I can understand you, but there would be some crackling in there and some static. So that's what I thought. I didn't know what kind of antenna you had on the roof there.
Well, the antenna is the SBB7. Should double check it. It's been a couple months I had put it on the analyzer, the VNA, so wouldn't hurt. I got to take a look at my other coax, because I was just talking about that with yesterday that I got over the weekend. I was trying a different vertical antenna, and this antenna I was having issues with, and I want to check the antenna out, although I'm suspecting that it's not the antenna. I'm suspecting that it's my coax feed line probably starting to act as the antenna itself, so I'm going to change that.
Yeah, that can be playing a factor in it.
Well, anyways, I was asking you what you ended up doing for field day.
I was doing a garage sale with my son up in Burton on Saturday. So, but I brought my radios with me and my my DMR open spot with me, so I could hear at least, you know, hear that portion of it.
DMR at field day, Simplex. Now, I don't know about that, then.
I was just listening, so just checking it out. No, it was on DMR. You know, they were doing it on Talk Group 91 and Talk Group 3100.
Okay, I'll have an HF rig.
And I gave my SDR to one of the local ham kids. So I don't have anything else. I think I was listening. I just basically just listening on 2 meter 440 and DMR. Nothing major.
Yeah, I just ended up making a few contacts on 20, although the antenna should have worked better on 20, but it seemed like it was giving me issues there, so made a couple on 20, but I mostly spent some time on 15 meters making some contacts. Most of what I heard, though, I heard California, but most of what I heard was like the southeast, you know, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, you know, that area of the country. I heard, I don't know, very little. I heard a couple places like Arizona, New Mexico, and then it was all like, well, I heard Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, etc., and then a little bit for Indiana and Illinois, but I didn't really hear too much of like the farther Midwest or like in the Rocky States. I didn't like hear anything from Colorado or anything like that, so kind of hard from what I had heard as far as getting all the states, but I didn't spend the entire day, spent quite a bit, you know, tuning around, but not the entire day. How many stations did you guys, the fellas at Macomb County ARPSC run?
Having a blast. You know, I think KHBSI always makes a ton of contacts on POTA. But I haven't seen him posting lately to see what he hit on field day. Like I said, I was at my son's house all day, and we did a garage sale. I helped him out with that. You know, so I just listened in on whatever radios I brought with me. KCKQ.
Well, I thought you were going to get the black and white out there.
I brought it with me, you know, but on there I just got 2 meter 440 analog in my DMR in there.
All right. Well, give a comment. I don't know if you've seen that video that I sent you, but I've seen a couple others there, too, about some of the other vehicles that we suitable for our radio purposes. Well, they do it quite a bit in Europe, I think. A lot of the guys get together and they do a contest station and buy like a used military vehicle or something like that. Yep, I'm still dreaming about some stuff like that. Back over to you, Tom, and I think I doubled with you a little bit in the beginning. I was making some silly comments, so yeah, wouldn't worry about it. Back over to you there, W8RIT.
Oh, the ultimate ham band would be an old television vehicle. You know, the one with the mast in the center? Put your dipole up there and just reach it up to the sky. I think it is 40, 50 feet, I think. You know, so that'd be kind of cool. I found one, but it was too late. I already bought my car.
Well, you can always dream. I do a bit of that myself. And I think about that, too. I also like some of the
some of the nicer Class A motor homes and think, boy, it'd be kind of nice if I had enough money. Well, first I need about half a mil for just the RV alone, generally speaking, and then you go from there, you want to outfit it for, ham radio. That costs a little bit extra. But I can dream, I guess. I can dream.
Oh, absolutely. If I had a little bit more liquid funds, I would have bought an EMS unit also. You know, like an old ambulance. That was still good. But you got that back area there with the countertop. Hook up some radios there and put some antennas on the roof. That'd be a good one to do too. And an air conditioner in the back.
Yep, we kind of got the frame all ready set to go. Well, they got the traffic barrels goofed up all here. Trying to figure out how to get around. They got a traffic barrel separating the right in the middle of the road, separating two lanes, and trying to figure out which way is going south here. So, anyways, got going again here. Yep, like I say, he's got the frame already set to go, and they probably have a little bit better for stronger alternator, so you can run more power, etc. So, got all that ready to go, and I don't know, maybe he doesn't really winterfied, I guess you could say, as far as, for insulation or anything like that, but they always update that. Tom, I'm going to probably tie the ribbons on it, and I'm going to dive in here in just a moment here and pick up my food, and then I'll be back on out here. And then if you would, let me know, has my signal improved at all?
Yeah, you sound better now. You must be on the LTS machine, like right there. So, all right, I'll hear you back out there. KCKGO.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm kind of by Dixon Southfield, basically, that area here. So I'll maybe give you a call when I get back out here. W-8-R-I-T.
Security, Golf India Zero, Bravo, Juliet Hotel. Anyone monitoring? This is Golf India Zero, Bravo, Juliet Hotel.
Station calling. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Kilo Charlie 8 something Oscar. Okay, will you do me a favor, please? Name is Jim, and my call is Golf India Zero, Bravo, Juliet Hotel. When you listen out or call a call sign that I'm about to give you, he's new to the hobby in Northern Ireland, and I've been searching around my gateway here to try and hook them through to somebody. He'd be fascinated talking to yourself. His call is MI7 Mike Lima India. If you could try a minute out to give him a call, over.
Okay, his call doesn't sound familiar. What location is he at? I'm in the U.S. here in Michigan, Southeast Michigan, and the call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Copy.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Okay, well, my name is Jim, and my call is Golf India, which is Northern Ireland, United Kingdom. Golf India Zero, Bravo Juliet Hotel. He was knocked in my gateway, but I think he's a fed up. He's about the transportator in the States we've tried to get an answer on. So if you hear him, his call is Mike India 7, Mike Lima India. Mike India is another prefix for Northern Ireland. He's actually in Belfast. So if you do hear him connecting to my gateway, please give him 2 minutes of your wisdom. He's new to the hallway, over.
Okay, I got part of your call, Jim. I got Golf India Zero, Bravo Juliet, and I didn't get the last one.
Okay. My call is Boston, Japan, Honolulu. Over.
Got it. Golf India Zero, Bravo Juliet Holiday, or Hotel. Got it.
Okay, well, nice to speak to you. Say, I run a gateway here in Northern Ireland. I have a station there. He's been very patient. I don't know where he's went to, but he was to come in. I think I see him on my screen. Bear with me, please. MI7, Mike Lima, India, are you connected there? Hello.
Mike India 7, Mike Lima India returning. Yes, Jim, I'm still here, sir. Yep, I'm still here. I'm just actually listening to you, sir, talking away there. I'm still connected. Still connected. And I can hear Golf Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. I think I have it wrote down properly. Over.
Okay, he's actually Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Yeah, I'll let you and him have a yarn. He's in the USA.
You know, the best thing about that is I actually have it wrote down and I still said it wrong. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Charlie Oscar, or sorry, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Do you have copy? MI7 MLA.
Mike India 7, Mike Lima, India. Do have a copy here in the U.S. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Are you coming through on a skip or through All-Star?
Mike India 7, Mike Lima, India returning. Yes, I'm actually coming through on the Echo Link there, and I'm getting you absolutely booming in here. Roger.
Beautiful here. You're long clear through Echo Link. How about you, Jim? Golf India Zero, Bravo Juliet Hotel. You coming through in, Echo Link as well? Okay, see you, Jim.
Roger, Roger. I run an Echo Link gateway. I run an Echo Link gateway, and I have it latched onto your local repeater at the moment. And Glenn is connected to my gateway, so the two of you are patched through each other. He's been trying all day to get through the state, so you're his first contact, I believe, into the state. So,
well, you're doing quite well. Hear you both. You coming through on the K8 FBI, or you coming through on the WHCMN Echolink node? And, well, yeah, Echolink. Which node are you coming in on?
He's connected to my gateway. My gateway is Mike Bravo 7, India, November, India, -L. It's the United Kingdom gateway, MB7, INI. I have it connected to your Kilo 8 Foxtrot Bravo India repeater, over.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, that's the K8 FBI All-Star node. And you're coming through quite well with the Echo Link there.
Okay, Glenn, there you are. You have a wee yarn with that good chap, and I leave you to it. 7-3 in the mid, I'm kind of.
No problem, Jim. Thank you very much for sorting that out there. And, yeah, that's interesting. KC8KJ0, or KC8KJO, whatever you want. And MI7, MLI returning. Yeah, it's always good to get a new contact, and especially such a distant contact. First personal is Glenn here, Golf Lima Echo November, coming to you from sunny Northern Ireland. So just we skip across the pond there, over.
Oh yeah, you're skipping over the pond with a hop and a jump in there too. You got a good link. And if they're both coming through very clear on your ankle link gateways there.
So doing quite well. But I am located in the state of Michigan, the Mitten State, up by a city called Port Huron, if you look it up on the map. And a wonderful U.S. of A.
Roger, Roger, coming to Michigan. That's not exactly a, it's not exactly around the corner for me, you know, but very, very much appreciated for the long distance contact. And I'd like to thank Jim for that as well there, you know, for opening the gateway to me there. As Jim has said, I'm not long licensed. I'm only a couple of months into the license there, so it's always good to get a QSO with a few distant pond fellows, you know.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, you picked a good link to connect to, Jim, because if you heard it, it says connected to the CMN Network. That is a Central Michigan network that is connected to the K-8 FBI network, and that goes all over the central and northern portions of Michigan in the U.S., and guaranteed you're going to get a contact out here besides myself. Usually between 0600 and 0730 hours Eastern Standard Time, you'll get a roundtable discussion going in between 1400 hours and 1530 hours is another roundtable where there's a lot of operators out on the waves there chit-chatting. So feel free to chime in and say hello to everybody. KCKGO.
Happy days, happy days. Yeah, it's always good to get a long distance contact in there. So it's Jim that runs the Echo Link there, here in my local Echo Link. And Gulf Lima Echo November there. So I'm I'm actually well pleased with the contact in the Michigan, you know, and thank you for that. And I'll not hold it up, and let me put a few calls in before I wrap it up for the night. But thank you very much for the contact, and I'll definitely get on here and get you in the book. And it's KC8KJ0, I hope I got that right, from MI7MLI.
MI7MLI, you got that good. Yep, it's Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, and the name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike.
Roger, Roger. Thank you very much, Tom, for the contact, and I will get on here on the QRZ and load my first long-distance contact, so I thank you for that. And I'll thank Jim for running the Echo Link node. And I'll say 7-3s for now, and I will be listening on the side. 7-3s and all the best, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, sir. Thank you very much.
7-3, gentlemen. Have a great, I think you guys are evening now. You're a little bit later than I am. I'm at 1700 hours. Have a great evening. Welcome to the wonderful world of amateur radio, and hope to hear you from soon. 7-3 to both. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
I go from the Zero Bravo Juliet Hotel. Okay, Tom, thank you very much for that. He's pleased to get rid of the strips. He remains connected for a while if any other stations are monitoring. I would like to give him a call. 7-3, can I call him over?
Okay, KC8KJO, W8RIT returning. Hi, Tom, I'm back.
We just missed a wonderful conversation with a couple of gentlemen from Dublin, Ireland through Echolink. I was just chatting them up, and I'm like, 5 minutes from my house.
Okay, now I got the tail end of it here, so didn't want to jump in and jinx the works up here.
did a little bit of that yesterday. just got on the 94 from 75 here and got to a complete stop here. Ended up stopping at some Zookins, and I gotta tell you about that, Tommy. It's a big stop in there. A buddy of mine, actually his brother, showed me this, showed us to years ago. We were probably 18 or so. I personally like it. I've had some other coworkers go there, and they're like, it wasn't that great, but I kind of love it. Get some breaded rib kebabs.
Oh, that reminds me. I have a pasty in the freezer I got to cook up.
Yeah, that sounds mouth-watering.
Yeah, my daughter spent the weekend before last up in Ontonagon, and she got a bunch of pasties on the way home. And, so, already cooked up a couple. I got a couple left. That sounds like dinner to me. KCK Joe.
Yeah, I haven't had some pasties in a long time. I'm almost ready to treat you, Tom.
I never really was a big fan of pasties before, but now I'm really into them, so that would be an act of violence on my part if he tried taking my pasties.
Okay, I'm trying to watch
apologies,
out.
Apologies, guys, for jumping at MR7 MLI. These are some of the big pasties there, and,
and
it's definitely been an act of violence if they take another mom's
kind
pasty.
Russian dish called Proshki, and I love that. In different styles, so it's kind of like a smaller bite size to something more of almost like a larger shepherd's pie, kind of like. But tasted a little bit differently than like a regular pasty, but I used to love that. Not certain how she used to make it, but pretty darn good.
So many doubles with you, but I got the gist of the conversation. Calling station, go ahead, and then pass it over to W8RIT. This is KCKGO.
Apologies, guys, there, for jumping in front of you, sir, or jumping in between you, sir. Apologies. It's MA7MLI. It's Glenn in Northern Ireland. I was just saying there, you were talking about pasties, and I was just saying it would definitely be an act of violence if you take another man's pasty over.
Yeah, that it would be, but I've got something that's probably pretty good in trade. It's probably along the lines, at least in my viewpoint.
I got most of that over there, but you cut out a wee bit there on the way through. Yeah, just give me that again, over.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Didn't understand that. And if you tell me what your name is, I think the call, you said was MI7MLA. My call is W8RIT, Whiskey 8 Romeo Indy Tango, and name here is Dave.
Roger, roger there, Dave. I got most of the call sign there. My call sign is Mike India 7, Mike Lima India, and operator name is Glenn. It's Golf Lima Echo November November. Over.
Okay, very good, very good. Nice to meet you there, Glenn. And, I haven't been following too much, sad to say here, with the soccer here, but I was just wondering, knowing that a lot of the Brits are soccer fans, probably a lot more than us here in the States here, just kind of curious if you've been following along, and then, because I haven't really been following along at all, really, so I'm not certain, where your country would stand, so I just wondered if you had to have your favorite progress.
Alright, guys, I gotta jump out of here. I gotta get ready to go to my meeting.
Following a wee bit of it. Not really. I'm a big football fan. Sorry, soccer fan. Big Liverpool fan myself. But the World Cup hasn't really set me alight. I think it's because of the fact that it's so late at night sometimes as well. But Spain will be who I'd be following in the World Cup now, you know, obviously because Northern Ireland didn't qualify, so that didn't help. But if Scotland had went through, I would have been following them, but Spain would be my team that I would tip for the World Cup over.
Okay, very good, very good. Just kind of wondering how much of a fan you were. You say, I enjoy sports, but I'm not a total sports nerd as far as stats or anything like that. I probably enjoy playing the sport rather than watching it, but I don't mind watching sports as well, especially for some that I'm not very good at, like our American football. Not very good at that. I played a little bit of soccer when I was a young boy, but not for very long. The game that I played was baseball. Baseball is pretty good to me. Football, when we were playing in the neighborhood, I have to admit, sad to say, I'm going to say this publicly, but I was probably one step up from being picked ahead of girls.
we have a saying over here that I'd be built for comfort, not for speed, you know. But, I enjoy watching football. I enjoy going to the games. I've been over to Liverpool quite a lot to watch quite a lot of the games, you know. But I think I like the beer rather than the sport. But I like watching. I like watching the sport, you know, and I like supporting, and I do a bit of shouting, and I do a bit of cheering, you know. And I've played a bit of sport, you know, but I'm definitely built for comfort, not for speed. But before I go to the next over, could you give us your wee call sign again and your wee name there, over?
I'm sorry, you say you want my call sign again? Sure. Whiskey 8, Romeo India Tango. Receiver incremental tuning.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Hi, Darren. Go ahead.
How is it going over there?
Well, Darren, I'm doing pretty good, making my way home from work, although I'm on 94, just after 75. And I don't know, there must be an accident up ahead here because we're creeping along, but I'm going to get there shortly here. So I guess I'm doing pretty good. Nice sunny day. I'm going to go home. I got some bread and rib kebabs to eat. I'm going to go out and mow the grass and then see if I'm listening for a share's net later this afternoon here. See if I can decode some ditch signals from them. Also, Darren, we're here with Glenn. His call is, I'll let him give his call. Darren, so let's welcome Glenn. Glenn, go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. It's Mike India 7, Mike Lima India, MI7, MLI. Calling from, getting a wee bit grey now, a wee bit darker Northern Ireland now. It's now 10:15 at night. So, how are you all doing?
Did I catch that right? He's from England? Is he joining from that internet IP thing, or hams over IP, or something like that? Or did he somehow manage to get a good signal over the pond?
No, it's Echo Link.
Darren, what he's doing is he's using Echo Link, kind of like DMR, but basically he can, for us here in the Detroit area, Darren, we have, I didn't know this or Peter was Echo Link for the FBI, but the GM or Peter is also Echo Link. So you could transmit on 440 to the GM or Peter, connect to a Echo Link node. Like, for example, if you use Glenn's Echo Link node, you could connect to him through the internet and then talk, you could talk through Echo Link. You could talk through the radio as we all are doing here. At least you and I, Darren, and you can also do it through your computer if you have a computer microphone. So you can also transmit that way and then come out to another transmitter or another person's EchoLink node that way. Maybe I'll let Glenn fill you in a little bit more on EchoLink, but it's pretty similar to DMR in some fashion. Not exact, but similar.
Mike India 7, Mike Lima India returning. Yes, you're absolutely correct. It's coming through an EchoLink in our local community in Northern Ireland. And so it's not England, it's Northern Ireland. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's coming through an internet node. So yeah, it's kind of, I only have my license a couple of months there, so this sort of thing's blowing my mind. And getting into America is absolutely just sent it into outer space for me. Back to you.
Well, that's kind of cool. I think I've used EchoLink a few times to see if what the heck is going on. To see if there's how my signal's going through to the repeater, or lack thereof signal probably most of the time. Someone was just riding their bike on the road. I am not used to that in America.
Well, Darren, your signal's pretty good. Able to copy. I wouldn't say perfectly, full quieting, but no complaints here. None whatsoever. Sound just fine. That's something I got to do, too. I got to see about picking up a mount for my bicycle handlebars, too, so I can maybe stick up HT on it so I can do the same thing. Ride around and being able to talk and listen. Actually, I wouldn't mind doing that with a HF radio, but I'm thinking, boy, if I got like a small bike trailer to tow along behind my bicycle, stick a battery on it or something like that, might work out all right, for the transmitting and operation. But I'm thinking, boy, you might suffer some contusions from all the bumps and everything from riding down the road. So probably have to think of a way to kind of cushion it a bit there.
MI7, MLI returning. Guys, I'm going to wish you all 73, and thank you all very much for the QSO. And I've got you in the book, W8RIT, if I've got that right. Can you just give us your wee first personal there, sir?
Okay, 73 there, Glenn. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you later, and I'm sorry, I didn't quite get your question, so... I'll turn it over to Darren, and then if you have that question, maybe if you would kindly repeat it for me. I didn't quite catch it. Darren, over to you, and 7-3, Glenn.
Have you ever experimented with some of those HF radios that have, smarts in them and can do FT8 on built into the radio itself by any chance?
Okay, I was dragging my feet there. I wasn't certain if Glenn was going to rejoin her comment again here. And Darren, what was your question again regarding the HF rig doing, what was it, the question regarding doing FT8 directly?
Yeah, the question was, have you ever tried one of those HF rigs that can do FT8 directly on them, or do you not do FT8 at all?
Well, actually, I have to say I'm kind of ignorant on that part. I don't know of any HF radios that, I guess, do FT8 directly. I'm not certain how that would work, because I think, wouldn't you need the software program to run it? I'm thinking maybe, are you talking like as far as like a USB link as far as that goes? I'm not certain. I don't know of any HF radio that does FT8 directly. And just to let you know, I've done a little bit of FT8 years or so ago, just to make some contacts, get into it a little bit, but I haven't really done much else since that time with FT8. I would probably answer your question, I guess, after all this is with no, because I do not know of any HF radio that does FT8, I guess, directly. I think they all need basically some form of computer interface.
Yeah, I have a radio here that I'm going to test out looking a little bit. and hopefully make some HF contacts with FT8, and it supports FT8 directly on it, and that is partly because it has a Raspberry Pi built into the radio itself. Back to you. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8.
W8RIT. No, I didn't know about this radio with Raspberry Pi in it. Yeah, but tell me some more about this. I'm kind of intrigued by that.
There is one called the ZBitX or ZBitX, and another one called the SBitX. And both of those two are based off of Raspberry Pis as the main audio processor, and utilize that as a main processor, and I believe a Raspberry Pi RP2040 or something like that, a little microcontroller to manage the VFO clocks and maybe something else too, I'm not certain. Back to you.
Nope. Darren, I gotta say, this is all news to me. You're over here teaching me a bit here, so I'll have to check this out too. Does sound kind of interesting. It would be kind of nice to have for like a portable use, depending on how much they are and the size. I wouldn't imagine that they're huge or anything like that, but I wonder if it would be something like you could, just stick in a car easily enough for, heading out for a, boat activation or something like that. Although I don't know if you can do too much with, I don't know if people do POTA on FT8, to be quite honest. They probably do, but I don't really know for certain. Is that kind of the next area you're going to dive into, doing some FT8?
Charlie India.
Go ahead. I think, it's been a long time. I know I've talked with you before, years past. You have to correct me if I'm wrong. Is your name Brad?
Roger that. The name here is Brad. I'm from Windsor, Ontario.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, hi Brad. Yeah, we have talked before because I think there's something else that you have in common with another friend of mine who is how I met you. I don't know if you happen to remember, you moved out of state and hasn't been active in a while, I don't think. But I don't know if you remember KCAPNL. I think the commonality, if I'm not mistaken, is that I think both you and he are blind, if I'm not mistaken. So I think you two are chatting about something, and I ended up joining in and meeting you that way. Brad, as you probably heard, Darren and I were talking basically FT8 and such. So do you have any info on radios that do the FT8 directly like he was making mention of? Do you have any insight on that, or do you operate FT8 at all? Over to you, Brad. VE3DPI from W8RIT.
I really don't understand FT8, to be honest with you. I don't operate it because it's just very techy to understand it. So, yeah, and it's strictly not voice. It's just Morse code through the old telephone. So I don't monitor it. V3CCR.
Well, give it a shot for you.
Because I wanted to experiment around with different things.
I was dragging my feet there, waiting to see if Brad was going to chime back in.
Oh, sorry. unreadable. The other station was unreadable. He jumped in and out of the repeater. So, anyways, the 3CCI.
Okay, you're clear in there, Darren. Brad, we'll talk to you later. 7-3, have a great afternoon. Darren, that's something I was kind of thinking I might like to revisit myself, get into a little FD8. But that's something a little bit farther future for me here. Probably to update, get the latest FDA software from the website from WSKT. But I'm kind of getting back in the swing of things here. Like I said, I've been doing a little vapors, although I got to take a look and get another fuse for my TNC, which I seem to have blown. So, get that. So I haven't been doing any vapors today, so. What else was I going to make mention to you there, Darren? Something else, though. Oh, I know what it was. Yesterday, when I was talking with you and I had left, I think you were saying you had some issues with your radio, something to do with power. I'm guessing, I think I heard something that it was like a low battery and then it wouldn't let the radio operate. Is that correct? That's the gist of it? And then did you get it squared away? Did you figure out how to get the radio turned back on? Oh, my God.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Yes, you are correct. The right radio thought that it was not powered correctly for some reason. Regardless of the reasoning as to why, it seems to be working, like it might be working right now when I looked at it earlier this morning. It just needed to get more charge, and that's why I do not have it with me right now. Also, my radio's HT battery is basically dead, so I'll have to talk to you later. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Okay, 7-3 there, Darren, we'll yak it to later. Yep. Do the same thing, banner to die. Well, looks like I got my fan club going again. anyways, have a great day there, Darren. W8RIT.
Mike India 7, Mike Lima India, calling on listening. Mike India 7, Mike Lima India, MA7, MLI. Any station of contact?
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WAFU, KPR.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WAFU, KPR.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WAWKPR.
Connected to CMN Network.
Was there somebody in there? KPR.